when you're 2-0 up, you of course want to get the 3 points. It was tough at the end, I'd have to say, particularly after the sending off. But the first goal also changes things a little bit. They have a lot of power in the team, a lot of pace. They played quite direct into the front. So we knew they would cause us problems, and it's whether we could defend that well enough. Very difficult to defend that for 90 minutes, or 97 minutes as it was. Very, very difficult, but you've got to try and do that. And probably the first goal sets them up a little bit because it gets the crowd going. And so, but certainly I think we were worthy of a result here. But tough to take because of the nature of it.
Yeah, you mentioned that they got back to 2-1 and then the dunk sending off with 6 or 7 minutes changed it. Frustrations with that red card, or, you know, that second yellow?
No, I think I was more annoyed because I thought there was a similar challenge in the first half by the lad Sandro that didn't get a booking. I think there's no doubt that Lewis is stretching for the ball, and possibly it is a yellow. But as I say, I was probably more annoyed because there was a similar one in the first half which they didn't get a booking for. But it's a little bit tough at the moment because, say, when you're 2-0 up, it's a game that, particularly the way that we've been, that we would expect to go on and win. And I thought we broke well at times and perhaps had opportunities to get that third. But it was always going to be about hanging on at the end, and I think we showed great character right at the end.
In terms of your performance, it was quite cagey in the first half, but second half you scored two great goals. Quite quickly.
I think it was the type of game that it is, and the onus possibly is on them. They're the home team, and I think it was that type of game. Not a lot in it. No real good chances in that first half, and I think generally a goal changes the game, you know, when it opens up. Delighted, of course, with our two goals, and from there you want to complete the job. But of course, it also lifts them. It lifts their intensity. They're putting you under a little bit more pressure, and you've got a bit of hold out. And unfortunately, wasn't able to.
How difficult is it for your players, down to 10 men, having to play 7 minutes of injury time in this kind of atmosphere?
That's why they've showed the character they have all season, and they needed that today because there possibly might be a team that might have gone under in that last bit. And you know, I've got to give our lads credit. We didn't. It was tough, I say, because at that stage they were probably playing four up front and really going for it, and were very, very good on the set plays, good delivery, a lot of pace and power. So in the end we held out, but I think we very much deserved it.
You made one team change, which was enforced, Rajiv van der Parra coming in for Solly March. How is Solly? What's the prognosis on him?
Bear with me. Okay. Solly has done his ACL, which we were all devastated with. He's a young player, and of course, in really good form for us at the moment. So the period of time that he'll be out, won't be determined probably until he sees a specialist, I think on Thursday. But it's a real blow, and of course he'll be out for a fair time.
Yeah, of course. I wish with him for a speedy recovery. On the pitch, you slipped a second, but it's Middlesbrough now at home this weekend. How big is this game for you?
Well, at the minute, they're all big games. You know, we came into this one thinking this was going to be our toughest one, perhaps, of the season. Then we go into the Middlesbrough one, it's a similar. But we'd certainly rather be, you know, playing Middlesbrough at home on Saturday. I think it's first against second. We'd rather be in that position than, you know, somewhere further down the table. So great game for the supporters, and we'll need them to be as vocal as what they always are.